Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain.
Welcome, America, to Breaking News Journal on Air, the only radio program in the country that works with special topics, the topics from special people that are out in America making change and making things happen, making eyes roll. And today is no exception, because we're going to have, for the first time we've ever had, a fashion model. Actually, it's the second time, but the first time an international fashion model, someone with the prestigious credibility that Nicole Wider has. And she was a former Victoria's Secret model. She is she has her own site called Project ProjectInspire.com, and she works with young people. I have been on her site. I have seen the young people that are so impressed with her and that really respect her as a role model. And we're going to be talking to her about everything she's done, all the causes she supported, I want to talk to her, of course, about why she left Victoria's Secret, although I believe she's still modeling, because she has some beautiful pictures that we have that we've been showing on her promotion. Nicole, are you there? Hello? Are you on the air? Okay, well, she should be on any moment, ladies and gentlemen. But she is one of the things that I found out about her. My husband was looking, researching, and he saw that one of the Hearst heirs, William Randolph Hearst's granddaughter, Victoria Hearst, she was working with Nicole because they were protesting against Cosmopolitan magazine. Because they were luring teenagers and young girls to look at their magazine. And their magazines are, really like soft porn, and that's, and she did not like that. She expected them to keep those magazines for adults and wrap it so that adults would look at those magazines and not children and not young girls, because they try to emulate a lot of things that they see in these magazines. And Cosmopolitan is just one of these magazines that look like porn. I've seen the covers of them, and I really don't like it. And so anyway, he was researching, and he told me, he said, you really need to get in touch with Nicole Wider and have her on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. So I said, let me try to reach her. Well, I tried to reach Victoria, because she and I spoke in Washington, D.C. in 2010, together, and I said, let me get in touch with Victoria, and of course Victoria is all over the world. You never know when she's going to be available, and so she has her handlers and people like that. So I asked, I got in contact with Victoria's publicist, Lori, who's been absolutely wonderful, Lori Lenz Heiselman, and she has been wonderful with getting Nicole booked. She's a very busy person, as you can imagine. But, we all are pretty busy these days. Now, listen, Nick, I'm going to give you some information about her until she comes on the air. And she has been in movies like Ocean's 13, Transformers, Superbad. She's been on Grey's Anatomy. She's been a body double, and I have to ask her about that body double thing. She's been a body double on Grey's Anatomy, Desperate Housewives, Rules of Engagement. She's done commercials for Burger King, Allstate Insurance, and, of course, Victoria's Secret. The Project Inspired website, though, she has received, over 60,000 unique visitors each month. And she has over 15,000 members on her site, girls who are young girls who need inspiration, because we know that our world is turning upside down with a lot of things, including the crap that they're starting to put into schools. And so they have over nearly 60,000 Facebook fans, which huge, huge levels of engagement there. And so, you know, you guys know how to reach her now on Facebook, and you know how to go to her site, www.projectinspired.com. Well, as we're going to wait for her to come on the air, you know, we're going to see. We have some callers in already, don't we? Hello? Are people able to get on? Let's see what's happening here. Hello? Hello? Okay. Well, I know that Nicole is, she's probably on. Hello? Hi, is this Nicole?
Hello. No, this is Jocasta.
Oh, Jocasta. Hi, Jocasta. How are you?
Supporting you.
I'm doing fine. I'm just, you know, I think that, I don't know if Nicole's on the line or not. I'm trying to see if she's on the line and everything. Were you having a hard time getting on?
Oh, no, I didn't. I've just been holding on, trying to stay on mute.
Okay, please. Yeah, stay on for just a second. Hold on just a second. Let's see if I can find out what's going on here. Hello? 770 area code? We will when we get Nicole on. I don't know what has happened with her, but I know that her publicist has been with talking to me all week, so I know that she is supposed to be in. I hope nothing has happened. An emergency can happen. In the meantime, are you ready for Atlanta?
Of course. Yes.
I'm sure you've gotten everything together there, huh?
You're excited. We are excited.
Oh, God. You guys have been doing a wonderful job. I've been seeing information on Facebook and everything, and there's just so much good things, so many good things that's going on there. You guys are doing a wonderful job, Regina, you know, and you both are doing an excellent job. What I wanted to ask you, what have you done any research? Do you know a lot about Nicole Wider?
No, that's why I was calling in today, because I wanted to.
Yeah, she's gonna. I know she's gonna be on any minute now. I'm sure there's something, you know, anything can happen with and their schedules and stuff can change, and all kinds of things can happen. And I mean, that's why I wanted to have her on today, because I know that, you know, their schedules can get kind of crazy, and they can have a change of a schedule at any moment. But she is really a go-getter, and one of the things I like about Nicole is that she stood up for God and her principles with Victoria's Secret. And that's what I wanted to talk more about with her, because I think that you guys would all love to know how she stood up to them. I know she stood up to Cosmopolitan magazine, and, you know, those things could have been a hindrance, but instead – It has, you know, not only helped her career, but it has caused her to seriously be a role model. And, you know, that reminds me of you, Jocasta, because, you know, you have gone through a lot of different things, too, and you have stood up and stood the test of time and decided to go ahead and be, you know, well, you are a role model, you know, for younger people and, you know, with the sister circle, you know. So, I mean, this is vitally important. So this is the reason why I book the kind of guests that I do on Breaking News Journal, so that we can delve into a lot of different areas, and it gives you guys a chance to know about all different kinds of people that are making a difference that you yes. otherwise may not find out, you know, may not find out about and everything. So, you know, so that's I think that's vitally important. So tell me what's on your mind, girly. until our guests arrive.
Nothing much. Just interested in knowing more about her, and then I'm just so proud and excited for you, because you're just really making some great changes in the world, and you're just making huge changes. And I'm so excited about everything that you're doing, and I want to applaud you for just taking that stance, being the voice.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Don't make me cry now. You're not supposed to make me cry. You know, you guys, because you guys are actually the ones. I mean, if it wasn't for what the things that you guys are doing, you know, we couldn't do our job either, because you guys are, I call you guys the young bloods, you know, because you guys the ones that are, you guys are out there. You're doing things that make any mother proud, and I know your mom's proud. I know she's proud of you, because you know why? Because I've seen her, I've listened to her, I've seen her talk to you, to communicate with you, and I can tell she admires you, and that's because she's a good mom, you know, and mm-hmm. she has been an inspiration, and she's worked with you on the ups and downs, and she's been with mm-hmm. you all the way. And that's something that parents need to do. I mean, a parent's job, that's what God gave parents the job to do, is to nurture the children and bring them up the way that, you know, that they should, so that when they get older, they won't depart from the ways of mm-hmm. God and the ways mm-hmm. of maturity from their parents. So that, you know, to me, that is vitally important. And so I take my hat off to your mom. She's been a wonderful mom. And I know when we've been on the other programs, and I know you and I will talk about you being on Jocasta Answers Your Questions again in about a week. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know if you received that information, but these are all pinnacles to get out and do what has to be done in order to reach our world and reach young people in our society. And they don't like, young people don't like a lot of boring things. And sometimes, you know, they don't want to be preached to, in a sense, in a way that makes them say, oh, I don't want to hear this stuff. You know, this bores me, or, you know, they're a bunch of hypocrites, or whatever the case may be. And that's why I admire the things you're doing. And it's like anything that I could do to help make sure that you're nurtured, like not taking the place of mom, but I mean mm-hmm. being in another area to be able to help. That's what mm-hmm. our job is, you know, is to be able to be here and be a light, and to give you that voice. Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, that's vitally important. So when you see me do things like go out and get someone like Nicole Wilder, and Monday we're going to have Kylie Busuti. She's another mm-hmm. Fashion model, and she'll be on Monday. And to getting these guys to come on and share the fact that they decided that their bodies were made for their husbands and not to be viewed like a piece of meat, you very seldom find that, because a lot of people in Hollywood, they would do anything to be a Victoria's Secret model, to be an actor, to be anything, that they will do anything in order to get that spot, you know, and for them to make a stance like this and to make a decision that they're going to not, you know, wear these clothes, especially, you know, Victoria's Secret. You know, I get Victoria's Secret catalogs, and I don't even like to look at anything except for something that has clothes on it. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's like soft porn. But I like some of their other clothes, some of their clothes that are fashionable, that are age appropriate, I like. But in the meantime, mm-hmm. in order to get to that, you have to see all these women and boobs and all that other kind of stuff. So, you know, to find someone who's made that kind of a stance, that's really phenomenal to me.
You're right. You're right. You are definitely right.
Yeah, so I mean, it's so the thing is, to me, the thing for us, all of us, is that we need to nurture each other. We need to know who each other, you know, is. I mean, and there are things that you do, Jocasta, that Nicole Wilder needs to know about, you know, that so that she can get people into the areas that you hold. See, that's what we all do. We all have something different that God has called us to do, but we work together, you know, as the body.
And that is, I'm glad you said that, because that is the problem that I constantly have, because every time I turn around, somebody's either switching what they said and not understanding that person is not holding you back. You're holding yourself back. And everybody has a particular gift. That's like because we are individuals. He did not make me like Ruth and Ruth like me. We are different. We're going to bring different things to the table. And when people can get that as an understanding, you know, and I don't, and this is why I deal with women, because I don't find it much so with men. You find it more so with women. And it's not that someone's trying to take a place or trying to be better. You're just trying to enhance your own gift. And you're not trying to push anybody down or dump them away. You're just trying to increase your own gift and bring them along with you. And there's nothing wrong with that. But until we can realize that that person is not trying to harm us, she is trying to help us, we're going to be placed where we're always at by ourselves doing nothing and our gift not being used. So we must take that hand that is held out. That I said, Ruth held out her hand, I grabbed it, and I'm walking with Ruth. Not Ruth put out her hand and pushed Jocasta down. That's not the case, you know. And that's the problem that I keep finding, you know. And it's ridiculous. It's
What's happening specifically? I mean, without naming names or anything like that, what specifically is happening? That is it because you're strong and you know where you're going, and people are intimidated by that, or
it's not actually in reference to me. It's in reference to someone else, and I just feel like a person. If you say you're gonna do something, then you should do it, and do not let people believe different. You know, and then when the bandwagon is so good and she has all of these great horses that are going to carry you, then you want to jump on the bandwagon? Negative. You jump on and enjoy it now. You know what I'm saying? Because if you can see a person's vision, you can see it, truly see it, with a great heart and an open mind. Then and you can see it, then you already know that they're going to do much that you can help them and not hinder them, right? You already know if you can see it. But if you want to do harm to it, then you don't know. You don't see it, and you feel like it's not going nowhere. But when you see it's going somewhere, all of a sudden you're back on the bandwagon. And I don't like that. And I know it's been happening for a long time. You know, that's not as if it's just... I mean, people don't just start that just, you know, out of the blue. This is something that's happened when you were, you know, as you were up to. Connor, you hear my little people.
That's okay, baby, I know.
Yeah, you know, it's just people just being people. I know, Ruth, but I don't like that. I don't like when one person says they're going to do something, and then they're like, well, in your mind, you're thinking, okay, she really is telling me. No, she's not. But then she's telling the other person she is. Okay, which one is it? You know, and you get so confused. And then you're like, okay, I know God is not a God of confusion, so that's no Jesus in that. So then you say, okay, well, basically that person is struggling with something with themselves. But then when they see the grass is green over there, oh, I'm going to go ahead and get with her. You know, I'm going to go in and do it now. And it's like, that's wrong.
You find you're going to find a lot of people. See, that's the, you know, a lot of people are people that like to tag along when they think something is going to be successful. They'll sit and watch you go through all the blood, sweat, and tears and all the praying that you're doing in order to achieve what you're doing. Because what you're doing down in Atlanta next month, It was a major task. And you're out there making things happen. You and Regina are out there working hard. And I know you've seen people that promised you things and then didn't come through. And you watch, as this is successful, they're going to be, oh, I've always been there before. I love what's going on and I believe in what's going on. You know, but I learned the hard way. When God called me to my husband and I to deal with race relations, the same thing that Tara and Brian are working on that show, is that the thing that showed me that people were on board as long as we were popular and as long as we were, you know, all over the place and in the media and everything, and everybody was ready on that bandwagon. But ask how many people donated a single dime. out of all those people, I'm talking about at least 500 people.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they like to be around the glamour. They like being around the celebrities. But they, you know, when it came down to, you know, just contributing a certain thing to make sure things are going on, they weren't nowhere to be found. So I know what you're talking about. You know,
with Regina, I see Regina had a great vision.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to be able to help her.
Mm-hmm.
Not take nothing from her. And when I've seen people wanting to take from her,
mm-hmm.
then
mm-hmm.
that's if, okay, you see that person really doesn't have a voice, then that's when you do stepping in.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
I'm a firm believer in that, you know. And
mm-hmm.
with that situation, yes, I'm going to step in. And I was helping her anyway, but, hey, if we have to help more, then that's fine. You know, but you will not run over her. You will
mm-hmm.
not do that. You will not treat her like nothing
mm-hmm.
because that's not what we're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're here
mm-hmm.
to uplift. That's
mm-hmm.
what God's people, that's what we're supposed to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to stand for it. You know, you can't try to, you don't want to, somebody puts in the legwork and then you come through and want to take over. That's
mm-hmm.
just wrong.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's wrong. You're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, why don't you just take some time to talk about the event that's happening? There's three days worth of event. I know you guys are working on one, and then there's two more that one of the Cornelia's working on, and I think she's working on two of them. I think one is a movie screening, and then the service on Sunday, and then the park is where the rally is going to be. So why don't you explain what all is going on down there, what it is you need, do a shout-out for what it is you need, and tell people how to come.
Okay, so it's the Diversity in You, and the head of Diversity in You, the founder, is Regina Fuentes and Glenn Fuentes,
mm-hmm.
and they're having their Diversity in You event, which is a Loving Day,
mm-hmm.
on June 8th at 1 p.m. at the City Park in Griffin, Georgia. And the special guest is going to be the Sisterhood Pastors Brian and Tara Lewis, Ruth, of course, authors Ruth Bryant White and Steve White. Regina, of course, is going to definitely speak. I'll be speaking, which I'm Jocasta Odom.
Wow. Oh, I'm so
and from Sister Circle, and the hip-hop artist, Miss Aaliyah, will be performing. Cornelia will be speaking. We have a great, hot gospel artist, up-and-coming gospel artist, Nick. She will be performing with a live band, so that's going to be great. We're doing a great Cornelia will be there with the blood marrow registry, and we'll be doing a blood drive also at the event. And it's just about family and fun and diversity. And love is love, no matter black, white, Asian, Hispanic, love is love.
Mm-hmm.
And the event is free. There'll be inflatables. There'll be some free food. There'll be, of course, music. We have face painting. It's just going to be so much fun. It'll be just a fun-filled family day.
And the kids are going to have a ball.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are going to have a ball. I'm
mm-hmm.
just going to watch and paint, maybe get my face painted. I don't know what I'm going
to
do. You know,
you
after
get my face
I don't know what I'm going to do. But, you know, because you never know what I might get myself into. Those kids start rallying behind me. I'll be saying, you really want me to get my face painted? And they'll say yes. And so I usually end up getting into stuff like that sometimes. You know, but it's a fun
as
thing.
As far
you know.
As Cornelia's events, with Cornelia's events, I'm definitely not that sure as to how everything is going to work with her. So I don't want to speak
she's
on
had so
something.
Many,
she, you know.
She told me that there are so many people that they are going to have three services.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good, though.
You know, so
that's
you know.
Really,
that,
really good. Her and Patty attended one of my sister circles, the one on April 27th.
Oh, okay.
So. And we had a great time, and they mentioned everything that they were going to be doing there.
Yes.
So.
Well, I'm excited because I know that you guys are doing – I'm just looking at you guys as a new generation of people that are colorblind and that see the need for people to come together. We have so much to deal with. We don't need to be, race is not an issue that we should even have to deal with, you know. And mm-hmm. so the fact that we are dealing with it, and the fact, you know, we're going to be honoring Mrs. Lovings, and I think that that's, you know, these are wonderful things to keep out in the public's mind, because that's a part of our history that we need to know about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
what Loving Day really is, I know mm-hmm. that some people have a different aspect on it now because of what's going on in the world, but Loving
mm-hmm.
Day is about the lovings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is not about any other sexuality or anything of that
mm-hmm.
nature.
It is about
interracial. So I think some people need to, this event will help others who may just even just be walking through the park and may just stop. They'll get to see what, you know, Regina, what you, what Cornelia, Steve, all of you all are speaking on and talking about, so they can get a better understanding and not grab what the media has made them to believe. So
absolutely,
I think it would be a great thing, you know, a really good thing, so that they'll get a better understanding of the loving, not thinking it's one another thing, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it is not.
Yes, absolutely. It's about a couple, you know, and what she did, and that's going to be expressed down there, you know, and the life that she led and how she was thrown in jail because of her, because they got married, things like that. People don't know about, but they will. They will get an earful, because Regina doesn't share all of it. You know, we all share our different parts of what we do know. And just so happened, we, Steve and I, did meet Mrs. Lovings, you know. So we, you know, so that, you know, that's a history-making thing by itself,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we'll be sharing those experiences and stuff like that. But I'm honored that you have taken up the banner to support your sister Regina in getting this done, because that's what leaders do. You are a leader.
Mm-hmm.
You're a young leader coming up, and God has got so much in store for you, and I know that when we have Nicole back on again, I know that you're gonna come on, and I know you'll ask her questions, because she's gonna be ready for questions and answers. I don't know what happened to her phone or what happened, but we'll find that out. But she was so excited about coming on today, so you know we'll find out what happened there. But I want you to make sure that when I do have her back on, that you call in, even call in on Monday, because these are the
mm-hmm.
things I want you guys to be hooked up with, some of the best people that are out there taking care, that are movers and shakers and taking care of business. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So, I mean, because it's like, it's not just, this is not one-dimensional, you know, and this could take you around the world learning different things and meeting new people, and that's what it's all about. We want us to circle all over the place, because it's needed all over the place.
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right.
And thank
so as
you,
we,
Ed.
You're
that's
more than
when
welcome
you say. That's when I say thank you, Ruth. And I definitely say thank you to the haters that Ruth and I have. We really greatly appreciate you for all for all the love you've given us.
Yeah, that's okay.
If
I mean,
one person work harder.
They're in God's hands, you know what I'm saying? They're actually
it makes you work harder.
Yeah, it really does, you know, because it's like I refuse to be defeated by it with something that God has called me to do. And, you know, you holding or making a hindrance to it is not going to stop me from doing what God told me to do. So you understand that very well. So look at everybody. Listen, everybody, I want you guys to join me and Jocasta on Racial Harmony Live. And I believe we're going to set that up for next week on the 23rd. And so on the 22nd and 22nd and 23rd are going to be two good times for you guys to listen to Racial Harmony Live, because we're going to have Zev, who is a minister he is Hebrew, and he is from a family of rabbis out of Israel, and he will be on Racial Harmony Live. He and his Chinese wife, and they live in Israel. They'll be on the 22nd, and then Jocasta Answers Your Questions will be on the 23rd. So
oh, wow.
I just Yay. So anyway, everybody, we'll talk to you later. We'll find out what happened to Nicole, and we'll give you guys the updated information on that. God bless everybody, and we'll talk to you later.
Come rain. come shine. I meet you, and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're wonderful again. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. And I love you under my skin.